Remember the number one rule in the car business? A customer always has to feel like he won. This is where the negotiating begins. Because of the number one rule in the car business, you can always go down in price, but you can never, ever go back up. Because of the number one rule.
You know there's three number one rules, right?
That's from the trailer for the new movie, Car Dogs. It's being released this week and stars George Lopez, Nia Vardalos, and Patrick J. Adams. The movie follows the sales team at a car dealership as it faces a nearly impossible deadline. Car Dogs was filmed in the Valley, and the crew was a mixture of Hollywood pros and ASU students. With me to talk about the movie and life on the set are Adam Collis, a film professor at ASU. He's also a filmmaker, director, and producer. I'm also joined by Lisa Vargas, who was a film student at ASU and worked on the movie. She's now getting her master's. And Adam, let me start with you. How exactly did this project come to be?
About 5 years ago or so, I was teaching here, and one day, my boss, Jake Penholster, who ran the School of Film, Dance, and Theater, came to me and said, Adam, we need to get our underclassmen what are called production credits, get them on a film set in order for them to graduate. And he wanted me to put them on my seniors' films. And I told him I don't have nearly enough senior films to take care of all that many students because the program was exploding. And I looked to Jake and I said, I don't know how we can solve this. And jokingly, I said, but if we make a feature film, we could just give them all internships and take care of it in one fell swoop. And ASU being the place that it is, Jake took me seriously. And he said, you got a script?
Lisa, what was your role on the film?
I was George Lopez's assistant, and I was also a production assistant. So I worked like really closely with the assistant director's department, make sure set was going good, make sure everybody had their coffee. So,
yeah, what kinds of stuff specifically were you tasked with doing?
Oh, man. We would do a lot of paperwork behind the scenes. In pre-production, we were already learning how to do the type of paperwork that goes on the set. So we learned about setting background. We learned how to, you know, kind of keep everyone quiet on the noise level. So,
oh, and then just so you're listening, like setting background means handling the extras that are so important. We have so many Phoenix-based actors who served as extras on the film, which is so exciting.
It was all about getting the next thing done.
It sounds like almost sort of learning what goes on the set of a movie and learning how to sort of navigate your way through what needs to happen.
It really was. It really was. Every day was like a different plan and it was a different lesson each day.
Adam, was it a challenge to convince somebody like, say, George Lopez that he wanted to do a movie with a bunch of students working as the crew?
I'm in love with George Lopez. I love the man. And he was totally game for people like George Lopez, for Nia Vardalos, and so many other veteran Hollywood professionals who contributed to this. They just really kind of fell in love with the idea of teaching students while making a movie. And it was really kind of a love fest in that regard.
Did you feel pressure, though, even though everybody seemed to be on board with the concept here, did you feel pressure that your students really had to know what they were doing and not screw things up, not delay things, not tick anybody off?
Oh, man, I got to tell you about the second day. So we had a great Hollywood first assistant director named Sean Hoban. He'd done films like The Matrix and Mad Men, the television show, Breaking Bad, and he gave us a really easy day. The first assistant director schedules the shoot, and he gave us a really easy first. Remember that?
He did, yes. It was real easy.
Right.
Out in the parking lot, and he really gave us like a intro to what we were going to be doing on set to his students. So, I mean, we didn't start like right out of the gate, you know,
yeah, running orientation kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, do you remember day two?
Oh, gosh.
I can tell you about day two. So day two was maybe, I haven't made a lot of movies, but it was easily the hardest shooting day I've ever had in my life.
Right.
And I'm not sure, there must have been some genius that Sean had behind scheduling an incredibly complex day. The first day for our lead actor, Patrick J. Adams, a shoot day that involved all, I think, eight of our principal actors that had something like 40 different setups. And to your question about was I concerned or felt pressure about whether we could work it out with the students? Well, I felt a lot of pressure on that day. in a huge way. And were it not for just the awesome esprit de corps on the crew, both with the Hollywood professionals and the students, they just stuck right in it. And we got through that day. And I knew once we got through day two, we were going to be fine.
Lisa, did you feel any pressure? I mean, you were working directly with George Lopez, this guy that you've probably seen on TV,
right.
Seen him in movies, and you were, like, directly responsible for helping him out.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a point I felt honored that responsibility was given to me, especially as a new student with, you know, no experience whatsoever in the professional capacity. But everybody on set that was teaching us about these positions, they were just so patient. So it was definitely a student environment, even though we really did have a job to get done.
What do you think are the biggest things that you learned from this experience? Like, what did you take away from this that you think will help you down the road?
Oh, definitely to be able to speak to different people on set. You're going to talk to your director differently than you talk to your talent. You're going to talk to your assistant director differently than you speak to your director. So just being able to change through all those ways, and then also the sense of urgency. You always need to take a sense of urgency and purpose with you whenever you're accomplishing a task.
I'll tell you, to address both of those, the sense of urgency and the other issue of what I call sort of professional etiquettes and protocols that you just can't teach. I'm a film professor, and I can teach people about where to put the camera, what to put in the frame, how to tell a story visually. But man, you just cannot teach the intangibles like set etiquette. What are the protocols? How do you speak to this person versus that person? And also this sense of urgency, or really sense of purpose,
right,
that you have to have on a professional film set.
How much of a role did ASU's geographical location play in your ability to do this? I mean, we're a short flight away from LA, where a lot of these folks live and work and sort of ply their trade. Would this have been possible if you had been farther away from sort of the center of filmmaking?
Well, not without a tax incentive. You know, most Hollywood productions now are going to Georgia or to other states with really big tax incentives. You know, the reasons why we brought the production to Arizona really related more to, like, serendipity. It just felt right. The timing, it all just lined
right
up. You know, Mark, the writer, was from Scottsdale. He went to ASU. My students needed this project, which could be made inexpensively, keeping in mind that in 2008, right after the economic crisis, you know, there would be used car dealerships and new car dealerships that have been abandoned because of the economic crisis, and that we might be able to find our location inexpensively. Of course, we found one nested right underneath Papago Park. And so to have that creatively, this feels like a real Arizona movie to me.
Lisa, how do you think your experience on this set, working on this movie, having your name in the credits, how will that help you down the road, do you think?
Oh, man. I mean, this was such a substantial project with ASU, and we had, you know, real talent on this film as well. And to see my name in the credits at the end, people are going to know who I worked with and who I worked under and who I gained my new skills from and how I gained those new skills. So, I mean, that's only going to propel my career in the future. And, I mean, it also creates, like, a network. I mean, you see who I worked with, then, hey, she worked with George Lopez. I mean, it has helped me down the line.
Well, Adam and Lisa, thank you very much for coming in.
Cool. Thank you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Collis is a film professor at ASU, as well as a filmmaker, director, and producer. We also heard from Lisa Vargas, who was a film student at ASU and worked on the movie. Car Dogs will be released on Friday.